FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia. Your story matters. Absa.
Do you want to play your part in saving our planet? Join the Absa Plant 100 Trees School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Police dismiss child death claims as two are arrested over Jepata Youth Day violence. ZNS commander calls for quality standards in engineering projects following Kakoso Bridge collapse. And in global news, Hamas urges key ally Iran to halt attacks on Gulf states. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. Police in Chipata District in Eastern Province have apprehended two suspects in connection with the violence that erupted during the Youth Day celebrations held on March 12, 2026 at Kapata Market. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba says the incident happened around 10 hours shortly before youths began marching from Kapata Market. After a misunderstanding arose between suspected Tonse Alliance cadres and UPND youths, Mr. Mwemba explains in a statement that the suspected Tonse Alliance group allegedly appeared masked and did not follow the designated starting point for the march, triggering a brief physical confrontation between the two groups. He says police officers who were on site moved in quickly to restore order before engaging leaders from the political parties in a bid to prevent further disturbances. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwemba has dismissed allegations circulating on social media that a child died after falling from the mother's back during the clash. He clarified that no child died during the Youth Day celebrations and that no stampede was recorded during the event. Mr. Mwemba adds that police have also conducted checks with health facilities in Jepata District and no reports of a child's death have been received. Zambia National Service ZNS Commander Lieutenant General Maliti Solochi has urged engineers in the country to uphold professionalism, ethical conduct and commitment to delivering quality infrastructure projects. Speaking when he officiated at the annual general meeting of the Engineering Institution of Zambia in Quito today, Lieutenant General Solochi emphasized the importance of maintaining high standards in engineering practice. Lieutenant General Solochi has expressed disappointment over the collapse of the Kakoso Bridge along the Chingola Chilinabombo Road, describing the incident as unfortunate and worrying for the engineering profession. The ZNS commander has noted that it is deeply concerning that the bridge collapsed despite the presence of engineers who should have identified and addressed possible structural challenges before the situation escalated into a disaster, especially when roadworks were being conducted.
Let me also urge you to be ethical and professional in all your works, that you are representing the EIZ in your actions. So what you do out there highly reflects on the institution. I want to state that it was very disappointing to see the Kakoso Bridge collapsing. When the road was being done, advice was given. But we engineers, we want to play blind to things that which we are seeing. You see, when we allow such things, they do not reflect badly on another person. They reflect badly on engineers.
Speaking earlier, Engineering Institution of Zambia EIZ President Wesley Kaluva called for increased collaboration among professionals and stakeholders to ensure the delivery of quality and resilient infrastructure, stating that such efforts are fundamental to strengthening the engineering sector in the country.
Non-compliance has unfortunately contributed to instances of substandard work and reduced confidence in the labor market. We therefore seek your support as leaders, supervisors, managers, company owners, entrepreneurs in general, to ensure those under you are compliant and work are undertaken across the country that meets the highest standards of safety, quality, and professionalism.
The Resident Doctors Association of Zambia, RDAZ, has expressed optimism following the appointment of Solwezi East Member of Parliament Alex Katakwe as the new Minister of Health, saying his experience in the health sector gives hope that pressing challenges will be addressed. RDAZ President Dr. Paul Chibuye says Dr. Katakwe has been actively involved in the health sector for some time and understands the challenges currently affecting the system. Dr. Chibuye says both the association and the public expect the new minister to tackle key issues affecting healthcare workers, including recruitment, promotions, and settling in allowances, which he noted have contributed to declining confidence among medical personnel. Meanwhile, the RDAZ leader has lamented that the association is often accused of being sponsored by the political opposition whenever it raises legitimate concerns affecting doctors who report to hospitals daily to save lives.
I think the expectation from people is the fact that it's been in the health committee and involved in some of the projects, I think would expect him to still have that upper hand and still consult the rest of the team that have been at the ministry and now move the sector into the agenda-based sector where we put some of the agenda and also just making sure all the issues that are pending get sorted out. There's been an outcry of government not really listening to our cries. Has been politicizing every statement that we put out there, stating that we're being sponsored by the opposition when these are genuine issues that are coming from the doctors, and these are doctors that wake up every day showing up, saving lives.
Seven people have sustained serious injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred last night along Mumba Road in the westward area of Lusaka. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says the accident happened around 20-30 hours and involved a Toyota Mark II and a Toyota Hiace minibus. Mr. Chilabi says the Toyota Mark II was being driven by Patrick Piri, age 61, of Lusaka West, while the Toyota Hiace minibus, which was carrying 18 passengers at the time of the accident, was driven by Palate Hawinga, aged 33, of the 10 miles area in Lusaka. He explained that preliminary investigations indicate that the driver of the Toyota Hiace attempted to overtake improperly and in the process collided with the Toyota Mark II, which was making a right turn. Mr. Chilabi says both vehicles were damaged in the accident, adding that out of the 18 passengers in the Toyota Hiace, 7 sustained serious injuries and were admitted to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH. He says 6 others sustained minor injuries and were treated and later discharged at Nakachenje Mini Hospital, while 5 passengers escaped unhurt.
6 sustained minor injuries and were treated and discharged at Nakachenje Mini Hospital, while 5 passengers escaped unhurt. Both drivers sustained minor injuries. The Zambia Police Service advises all road users to follow traffic rules and regulations and to avoid dangerous driving practices such as improper overtaking.
The Lusaka City Council, LCC, has urged women and youths in Lusaka to take advantage of the ongoing grant application window with submissions open until 25th March 2026. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says that interested women and youth groups can apply through their respective ward development committees and that each successful cooperative will receive 40,000 kwacha. Ms. Mwamba has emphasized that the grants are designed to improve the welfare of residents, particularly women and youths across Lusaka. She has encouraged interested groups to contact their ward development committee chairpersons for further information and guidance on the application process.
Youth and women, they've got an opportunity to apply for a grant under Constituency Development Fund because this fund is actually for men.